This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mines, Gary Boker here at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament, day two of the county. We've got two live broadcasts coming up, Staunton and Bunker Hill just moments away. North Mac and Gillespie will follow, and then we'll head back to the Litchfield Invitational for the Litchfield Metro East Lutheran broadcast. That comes up right around 9:30 tonight here on WSMI FM 106. It's all streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Let's set the starting lineups for this first broadcast from the county. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Minutemen from Bunker Hill High School. Head coach Jay Gultz, he will roll with Matthew Widener, a 5'11 senior. Trey Pickerell, a 5'9 junior. Devin Ralston, a 6'4 freshman. Jacob Widener, a 5'10 junior. And Braden Morris, a 5'9 junior for Bunker Hill. The Wideners, Pickerell, Ralston, and Morris. For the Bulldogs of Staunton High, head coach Troy Redfern, tonight they go with Brady Kinder, a 6-foot senior, Griffin Bianco, a 6-foot junior, Ethan Booth, a 6'5 sophomore, Silas Cox, a 6-foot freshman, and Dylan Heeman, a 6'7 junior. For the Dogs, Kinder, Bianco, Booth, Cox, and Heeman. They are not doing the starting lineups here, announcing them to the crowd until we get to the championship night here at the county, so we are ready to roll here. Bunker Hill will be in the road black uniforms, trimmed out in the red and the camel. For Staunton, they are in the home whites, trimmed out in the black and the red. Ralston to jump for the Minutemen, Booth for the Bulldogs, and we are just about set for game number two on day number two of the 100th Macoupin County Tournament here on WSMI FM 106. Glad you're along for the ride. Booth wins the tap, and we are underway at North Mac High. 1-2-2 for Bunker Hill to start. They have an uphill battle tonight against this ultra-talented and athletic Bulldog squad. Here's Cox on the left baseline. Nice no-look bounce pass across the floor to Bianco. Back out to Kinder. Good movement. Cy Cox for three. Way too strong. Rebound down to Bianco off the right side. Missed it. And the Bunker Hill Minutemen had their hands on it. Lost it. And it will stay with Staunton. Bunker Hill is going to have to corral those types of rebounds tonight if they want to keep it close. Staunton missed a couple of point-blank looks, but still has possession. Baseline trigger into Kinder for three. Got it. Brady Kinder pure off the right wing, and that's why if you're Bunker Hill, you have to corral those rebounds when you have the chance. Full court pressure from Staunton. Cox on the point. Into the front court comes Bunker Hill with a pass to Pickerell. Off to Braden Morris now. He swings it left side to Jacob Widener. Back to Morris into the hands of Pickerell. On the right block to Ralston. Devin turns baseline. Too strong over the 6'7 Booth. And the rebound down to Staunton. The 6'5 Booth. He might be 6'7 in a couple of years. High post feed to Heeman. On the right wing to Cox. Feeds the block down to Booth on the right side. Blocked from behind by Ralston. Off of Booth. Out of bounds. It'll be Bunker Hill ball. That was great defense that time from the freshman, Devin Ralston. Booth never saw him coming from behind. Just underway, opening quarter. 3-0 Staunton, showing the full court pressure. 1-2-2. Pickerell into the front court, up the near sideline. Cox tips that pass into the back court. Morris will retrieve it for the Minutemen. Into the hands of Matthew Widener. He tried to feed the high post, tipped and stolen by Silas Cox. Here comes Cy. In the right corner it goes to Kinder. Brady Kinder. Across the floor to Griffin Bianco. High post feed to Heeman. Dylan on the left wing now to Cox. Silas out between the circles to Kinder. Right back to Cox now. Silas Cox will put it on the floor with the right hand. He's a lefty. He will pivot around on the baseline. It goes to Booth in the left corner. Across the floor to Bianco. Griffin gets it off to Cox. Nice diagonal pass to Heeman. He is fouled. The free throw's coming. That was a beautiful pass from Silas Cox. He was out on the left side of the key near the volleyball spike line, and he was able to whip it down to the right block to Dylan Heeman. First foul of the game goes to Jacob Widener of Bunker Hill, and Dylan Heeman at the line. The toss is too strong. 6-11 for the opening quarter. Staunton leading 3-0 on a Brady Kinder triple. Second toss for Heeman, rattled out, and the rebound down to Ralston for Bunker Hill. Staunton sets up the full court pressure off the missed foul shot into the hands of Morris. Oh, he tried to go middle, had it stripped and stolen. Second Bunker Hill turnover, Kinder to Cox, layup good. The turnover into points for the Bulldogs. 5-0 Staunton, 5:50 for the first quarter of play. Dangerous cross-court pass, tipped and stolen by Kinder. Brady goes in, draws the foul. Are they going to count that? One official called it on the floor. The other, I swear, motioned the basket good. has to be on the floor. Second team foul on Bunker Hill. It will be baseline out of bounds for the Dogs. Matthew Widener with the personal, his first. Cox wide open, right corner pocket. He buried it. Silas Cox has 5 first quarter points, and it's 8-0 Staunton. Full court pressure. This could give Bunker Hill fits all night long. That pass tipped by Bianco, stolen by Griffin. Ahead to Cox. Oh, behind the back to Kendry. Missed the layup. The father of Booth, no, and he'll get it back. And Staunton will reset. Oh, that was beautiful from Silas Cox on the behind-the-back pass. On the baseline to Heeman. He missed it. Booth is right there for the stick back at the front of the rim. And Jay Goltz needs a timeout. 5:17 for the opening quarter. Staunton 10, Bunker Hill nothing. You're listening to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Following the Bunker Hill timeout, Miniman have it in the backcourt facing full court pressure. Freshman Coy Sellers has checked in. He's 5'7", handling in the backcourt. Pass tipped, stolen. Turnover number 5. Griffin bounce past the Kinder off the window. It's good for Brady. He has 5 first quarter points. 12-0 spurt. That pass nearly stolen by Bianco. Dangerous passes right now for Bunker Hill. Pickerel into the front court between the circles to Sellers. Two freshmen on the floor right now for Bunker Hill. Sellers and Ralston. 4:45 for the first quarter. High post feed to Matthew Widener. He will turn, face, missed it. Rebound to Ralston. Countered in the foul for Devin. He got good position on that left block and able to put it home. That ends the 12-0 run to start the ball game for Staunton. 4:43 for the opening 8 minutes of play. 6'4 freshman. Few bounces off the floor. Toss good. The old-fashioned three-point play, and it's 12-3 Staunton. Bunker Hill will set up in their 1-2-2 half-court defense. Coy Sellers on the point. Here's Brady Kinder. Right side of the key to Cox. Silas. Diagonal pass to Bianco. Off to Kinder. Dangerous pass stolen by Widener. Matthew goes down the left side. Forces it up looking for the foul, didn't get it. And the rebound down to Silas Cox. Widener wanted bailed out. Ref said, I don't think so. In the corner it goes to Bianco. Griffin out between the circles to Brady Kinder. On the right wing to Silas Cox. Cox will pick up the bounce. Top of the key to Kinder. Brady wide open for 3. Got it. 8 points in the quarter for Kinder. His second triple. And it's 15-3. You know, there's some guys that no matter what you do or how good they are, they just always find themselves wide open. Brady Kinder seems to be one of those players. You know he can shoot. You know he's one of Staunton's top threats offensively, but yet he continually finds himself wide open beyond the arc. Coy Sellers out. Braden Morris returns for Bunker Hill. Sideline trigger in the backcourt. Halfway through the opening quarter, a 15-3 Staunton lead. They've hit 3 triples here in the first half of the opening quarter. Jacob Widener. Dangerous pass, stolen, turnover number 6. Kinder, full head of steam the other way, up and down for the easy deuce. 10 first quarter points for Kinder, and Jay Goltz wants another timeout. 3:39 for the opening quarter. It is Staunton 17, Bunker Hill 3. This is the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Following the timeout, Miniman break the pressure into the front court. They come trailing 17-3. In the corner, Matthew Widener. He wanted to shoot it. It was contested late, so he dumped it down to Ralston. He will kick out to Widener. Now he'll trigger the corner 3 and got it. Matthew Widener, his first bucket tonight. Makes it 17-6 Staunton. Widener can really shoot those corners effectively. Here's Silas Cox in the left corner. Picked up the bounce. He needs some assistance. Tried to lob it to Heeman. Didn't get it high enough. Tipped and stolen by Ralston. Third turnover on the Bulldogs. 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Staunton coming with that three-quarters court pressure now. Pickerel, foul line, kicks to Widener. Matthew Widener drives baseline, tried to pull up, blocked by Booth. Nice block by the big fella. Into the hands of Cy Cox. The freshman will slow it up and bring it into the front court. Oh, heads-up play there for the freshman. He was trapped right on the sideline, threw it off the leg of Pickerel, out of bounds. It'll be Staunton ball. 2.5 minutes opening quarter. Bulldogs leading the Bunker Hill Minutemen, 17-6. Here's Cox. Off it goes to Kinder. Bunker Hill extending that 1-2-2 out towards midcourt as Cox will give to Kinder. Left wing lines it up and got it again. Brady Kinder, his third triple of the quarter. He has 13 points. He's outscoring Bunker Hill by 7. Another turnover. Bad pass for Morris. And then Staunton gives it right back. Here come the Minutemen. Pick and roll. Tried to feed it down to Widener. Deflected out by Booth. It'll stay with the Miniman on the baseline. 2:07 for the opening quarter. North Mac and Gillespie coming up next live here on FM 106. And then we'll be off to the Litchfield Invitational for the broadcast of Litchfield and Metro East. That game will be around 9:30 tonight here on FM 106. We've already had Nokomis on the airways today, beating Wood River 64-43 at the Litchfield Invitational. That game was earlier this afternoon with a 2:30 tip. They kicked to Jacob Widener, missed the three, followed his shot, got it back, rattled out. Rebound is tipped back to the foul line, picked up by Bianco. Griffin, that's a travel. Turnover number five on the Bulldogs. Bianco that time kind of got caught in between what he wanted to do. Couldn't decide if he wanted a jump stop or a euro step, and he kind of did a combination of both and got called for steps. Griffin will take a seat, and Lucas Severs will check in for the Dogs. Lucas, a 5'9 junior. Here's Pickerel, dangerous pass, as Bunker Hill still in the backcourt. Now Widener goes right into Coffin corner, stripped by Kinder. It'll stay with Bunker Hill. As soon as Widener crossed midcourt, he picked up that dribble in the Coffin corner. Fortunate that Kinder got on the sideline. 95 seconds for the opening quarter. All Bulldogs early. Pickerel way out on the right wing will leave for Braden Morris. Out on the volleyball spike line. Tried to feed the post. Deflected away by Kinder and Cox. Morris saves it, but right to Heeman. Here comes Kinder. To the rim. Layup is good. 15 first quarter points for Brady Kinder. 22-6 Staunton. 70 seconds for the quarter. Here comes Pickerel. And as he advances up the floor, he is fouled. First foul of the game on Staunton. And they will get Severs on the personal. Andrew Novak checking in, a 5'11 senior, replacing Ethan Booth. It's actually the second foul on Staunton. Baseline out of bounds. Widener tried to feed it into Ralston. He was triple teamed, ill-advised, and stolen. Turnover number nine on Bunker Hill here in the quarter. 6 points, nine turnovers for the Minutemen in the first 7 minutes. Here's Cox. That was a dangerous pass. Somehow found its way through to Heeman. Dillon drop step and lays it in. Heeman's first bucket. 24-6 Dogs. Clock running 50 seconds for the opening quarter. Andrew Scroggins, a 5'10 sophomore, in for Bunker Hill. He throws it up high to Ralston, middle of the floor. In the right corner it goes to Jacob Widener. Dangerous pass. Fortunate Kinder didn't pick that one off. Found its way home to Matthew Widener. Now Jacob Widener in the right corner. 33 seconds for the opening quarter. Here's Matthew. Left corner. That is an air ball. Goes right to Jacob, who lays it up and in. Right place, right time for Jacob Widener off the air ball. And it's 24-8 Bunker Hill. 20 seconds. Actually, 24-8 Staunton, excuse me. 20 seconds for the opening quarter. Dogs have been in control from the outset. They jumped out to a 12-0 lead. In the left corner to Cox. Silas Cox off to Kinder. Brady looking for point number 17. Left the layup short. Rebound to Novak. Puts it up. Missed it. 2 seconds for the quarter. Comes out near Kinder, and that is it for the opening quarter. After 8 minutes, it is the Staunton Bulldogs 24, the Bunker Hill Minutemen 8. You're listening to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at North Mac High on the Girard campus for the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Tom Williams back in our WSMI studios producing this tournament basketball action here on a chilly Martin Luther King Day. Bunker Hill has it to start the quarter. Widener gets it down to Scroggins. He is hounded right under the rim. Will dribble out of trouble. Now kicks out beyond the arc to Matthew Widener. Pickerel has it now on the right wing. Into the hands of Jacob Widener. Right back to Pickerel. Trey feeds the post nicely to Matthew Widener. Missed the layup and the rebound down to Novak. He put it high off the window and overshot the rim. The size of Staunton is a problem for Bunker Hill on the inside. Here's Severs. Lucas. Back between the circles to Brady Kinder. He calls out a play, wants the Dogs to run a set. Here's Cox in the right wing. Needs some assistance now after he picked up his dribble. Off to Kinder, right back to Sy. Back to Kinder, left wing. You might want to guard him. Missed it. That thing was halfway down and kicked out. Got his own rebound, though, out at the three-point line. That cannot happen if you're Bunker Hill. Here's Novak at the right elbow. Kicks to Severs. Corner three. Left it short. Rebound. Back tap to Kinder on the right wing. He will put it on the floor and leave it for Cox. Silas on the left wing. In the corner it goes to Severs. Lucas, bounce pass to Cox. Right back to Severs. Lucas now will bring it back between the circles with a pass to Cox. No look feed in the corner to Kinder. Brady now with the left hand bounce. Comes back between the circles off to Severs. In the corner it goes to Cox. He tried a no look pass. It was deflected out off one of the Bunker Hill cheerleaders. And it'll stay with Staunton. That cheerleading can be a rough business. Was at a game a couple weeks ago where a player flattened a cheerleader right into the wall. Here's Heeman at the foul line. He will fire and hit. Dylan Heeman, a nice 16-foot J. He has 4 points for the ball game. And it's 26-8. Staunton in control. Widener knifes right down the middle of the floor past five Bulldog defenders and missed the layup. Rebound down to Novak. One pass ahead to Kinder. Attacks the rim. Left-hand layup from the right side is good for Brady. He has 17. The ability to finish at the rim with both hands. Such an asset. Long pass, middle of the floor to Jacob Widener. And he turns it over. Tried to lob it up to Scroggins. Threw it away. Turnover number 10. Ethan Booth back for the Dogs. Novak will take a seat. Griffin Bianco's to the table. He will check in at the next whistle for Staunton. Here's Kinder. Lost the handle, gets it back. Hands off to Cox. Silas Cox. Out front. Off to Kinder, left wing. High post feed to Booth. He will give to Cox. Swings to Severs. On the right block to Heeman. Great position. Drop step, and the bucket is good. Six for Dylan Heeman. Bunker Hill overplayed, went for the steal, and that was easy pickings for Heeman and Staunton. Now Jacob Widener makes a catch in traffic right at midcourt. He will turn, bounces to Matthew Widener, missed another layup. The third layup he's missed here in the last couple of possessions. Booth with the rebound, and he is pushed and fouled. Staunton, they have that size on the inside, so when you try to finish over the top, you know you have to get it over the shot blocker, so you put a little more arc on the ball to get a little higher off the window. And that changes everything. The foul went on Ralston, his first for Bunker Hill. Staunton in control with the lead and the ball. 30-8 our score, 5-10 for the first half. North Mac and Gillespie coming up next here from the Macoupin County Tournament. Then at the Litchfield Invitational, it'll be Litchfield and Metro East. That broadcast around 9:30 tonight. Here's Lucas Severs, draws a crowd of black shirts, kicks to Cox. On the baseline to Bianco. Back to Kinder for three. Got it again. Brady Kinder has 20. We've got 4:50 to play in the first half. Jay Goltz wants another timeout. 4:51 for quarter number two. It is Staunton 33, Bunker Hill 8. This is the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Well, out of the Bunker Hill timeout, Andrew Scroggins gets caught in the left corner, trapped, and turns it over. The 11th Bunker Hill turnover. Staunton now has it. 4.5 minutes for the first half. A long three for Severs, no good. Cole Kiffmeyer is checked in for Bunker Hill, the 5'5 freshman. He tracks down the rebound and then picks up the loose ball across midcourt. Here's Scroggins, a bounce pass through the legs of Ralston. He's on the deck quickly, but the ball squirts free, picked up by Kinder and the Bulldogs. Here comes Brady. No look to Silas. Cox goes up. Good contest by Matthew Widener. Missed it. He goes right to Booth at the front of the rim, who lays it up and in. Oh, to be 6'5 and lanky like Ethan Booth. 35-8 Dogs, halfway through the second quarter. Troy Redford thinks Ethan still has a couple, 3 more inches to grow. Just a young sophomore. Here's Ralston, nice move at the rim. He lays it up and in, 5 for Devin Ralston. Staunton overplayed that time, and once Ralston made the catch, little drop step, and he was right at the rim. 35-10 Staunton, 3.5 minutes for the first half. Bounce pass down to Booth, and he traveled. He had 3 Bunker Hill defenders hanging on him. That'll be turnover number 6 on Staunton. Devin Ray, a 5'10 sophomore, checking in. Lucas Severs will get a breather. 3.5 minutes, first half. 35-10 Staunton. Cole Kiffmeyer running the point for Bunker Hill. 2 freshmen and the sophomore on the floor right now for the Minutemen. Here Scroggins throws it away. Turnover number 12. Well, for Bunker Hill, they've got 10 points and 12 turnovers. Similar story to their game on Saturday against North Mac. Of course, the pressure man-to-man of North Mac, and then this very talented Staunton team that can hurt you in a variety of ways. As Booth makes the catch just inside the foul line, he is hit on the release and free throws coming. They will get Cole Kiffmeyer on the personal. It'll be Bunker Hill's 4th team foul. Booth at the foul line. Free throw. Good. For Ethan Booth, he now has 5. And Scroggins will check out, and Jacob Widener returns for Bunker Hill. Second free throw for Booth is good. Ethan gets a pair. He has 6 for the contest, and it's 37-10 Staunton. It was 24-8 after one. Pick and roll way out on the left wing, checked by Ray. In the left corner it goes to Widener. Johnson in the 2-3 zone right now, matching up nicely. Pick and roll right back to Matthew Widener, and we've got a whistle and foul away from the ball. I think they're going to get Bianco holding Ralston. They were really jockeying for position down there. For Griffin Bianco, it'll be his first, team's third. Baseline out of bounds with 2:54 to play in the first half. Actually got Devin Ray on that personal, not Bianco. As underneath, that ball's deflected away. It'll stay with Bunker Hill out of bounds on the baseline. Staunton's last county championship, 2009. Bunker Hill's last county championship all the way back in 1999. Now the official stop play. They head over to the scorer's table. Just wanted to double-check something. And we're set to go. They did get that foul on Bianco. It will be his second. They had Ray listed initially. That was the confusion. Widener pulls up from 15. No, rattled out. And the rebound down to the Dogs. Here comes Devin Ray in the front court. Leaves for Kinder. In the corner, left side to Silas Cox. On the left wing now, picks up the dribble, needs some assistance, and he's called for steps. Drugged out pivot foot. Good defense there by Trey Pickerel. Forced Cox to give up the dribble, and once he did, he had nowhere to go. Heeman and Novak return for Staunton. Bianco and Booth will take a seat. Ball into the hands of Cole Kiffmeyer. In the front court with the pass to Pickerel. Back to Kiffmeyer. Almost threw it over his head. Cole able to elevate. Here's Matthew Widener right at the foul line. He'll take one bounce, floats it up from seven, missed it. Rebound is off of Kinder's leg, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Minutemen, 2:18 for the first half. Just 2 points in the quarter for Bunker Hill. It's 37-10 Staunton in the corner. Jacob Widener, 4-3, got it. Pure was Jacob Widener. He has 5 points. And it's 37-13. Staunton with the lead and the ball, 2:05 first half. Here's Cox, leaves it off for Devin Ray. Ray into the hands of Kinder. Off to Silas. He's pushed, gets the ball off to Novak somehow. It's going to be off of Andrew, out of bounds. Eighth Staunton turnover. I think we're going to have a conversation with Southwestern head coach Jason Darr coming up at the half. He's in attendance tonight, getting a little scouting in. Minute 54 the first half, 37-13. Staunton leading. Bunker Hill has the ball. Here's Pickerel. He traveled. 13th turnover. The pass he wanted to make initially was cut off with good anticipation from Kinder. And on the reload, Pickerel shuffled his feet. 104 seconds for the first half. Here's Kinder. Off to Silas Cox. Into the hands of Brady Kinder. Down low to Heeman. Oh, he's stripped and fouled. Fifth team foul on Bunker Hill. They called that on the floor. Matthew Widener second. Baseline out of bounds for Staunton. Cox will get it into Kinder. He's wide open again. Oh, he airballed that one. Too strong. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Bunker Hill. 90 seconds for the first half. Kinder has 20 points. Clock running, minute 25 for the half. Here's Pickerel way out on the right wing. Leaves for Kiffmeyer on the left side of the floor. Back to Pickerel. In the right corner it goes to Jacob Widener. High post feed to Matthew. Dumps it down to Ralston off the window. It's good. Good ball movement that time for Bunker Hill. 7 first half points for Ralston. 37-15. Here's Kinder on the attack. Gets all the way to the rim. Layup, no. Heeman's follow, no. And the rebound down to Ralston for Bunker Hill. He will hand off to Kiffmeyer. Here comes Cole. Into the front court. He traveled. 14th Bunker Hill turnover. Again, the initial pass Cole wanted to make was cut off. Called for the steps. Kiffmeyer was just added to the varsity roster here for this tournament. So he is getting his first taste of the Macoupin County Tournament here this week. They dump it down to Heeman. Oh, he was hit on the release. High off the window. It's good for Dylan Heeman. He has 8. 6 in the quarter. 39-15 Staunton. 38 seconds for the first half. Here comes Kiffmeyer. Wrap around pass to Widener. Down low to Ralston, and they're going to get Heeman on the foul. Tried to deflect that entry pass away. be the fourth team foul on Staunton, first personal on Dylan Heeman. 32.4 seconds for the first half. Baseline trigger, Matthew Widener gets it into Cole Kiffmeyer. Right back to Matthew in the right corner for three, too strong. And the rebound to Brady Kinder. Staunton will hold for the final shot, leading 39-15, 20 seconds for the half. Cox off to Kinder. Brady Kinder on the left wing to Devin Ray. Ray right back to Kinder with 12. 10 seconds now, time for the Dogs to go. 8, Kinder still out near the volleyball spike line with 5. We'll hand to Cox with 3. Kinder, deep 3. Good if it goes. Got it. Why not? Brady Kinder cans the deep triple off the right wing to cap a brilliant first half performance where he outscores Bunker Hill by himself 23-15. After two quarters, it is the Staunton Bulldogs 39, the Bunker Hill Minutemen 15. You're listening to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. We're back with Southwestern head coach Jason Darr following these messages. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at North Mac High on the Girard campus. 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Here we go. Third quarter. Staunton with the lead and the ball to start the second half. They're up 42-15. Outscored Bunker Hill 18-7 in that second quarter. Rebound for Heeman. No. Off the miss and out of bounds off of Staunton. It'll belong to Bunker Hill. Braden Morris, Jacob Widener, Matthew Widener, Devin Ralston, and Trey Pickerel. For Bunker Hill, Staunton has Heeman, Booth, Kinder, Cox, and Bianco. Into the heart of the lane to Matthew Widener. Missed it. Ball is back tapped. Pick up by Pickerel. Jacob Widener will trigger the three and got it. Jacob Widener, his second three ball of the ball game, gives him 8 points. Makes it 42-18 Staunton. Here comes Cox into the front court. Bunker Hill in that 1-2-2. Across the floor to Bianco. High post feed to Heeman. Dylan. Hesitated. He will fire and hit from 18. The big fella thought about it, and then knocked it down. Usually when you think about it that long, the result doesn't end well. Not so for Heeman there. Nice 18-footer in the corner. Now on the block to Ralston. He's blocked by Heeman and picked up by Cox. Good learning lesson that time for the 6'4 freshman Ralston. Here's Cox. Lost the handle. Gets it back. Silas now on the left wing being hounded by Matthew Widener. Able to get it away to Brady Kinder. Off to Bianco. High post feed to Heeman. On the baseline to Booth. Way too strong. The rebound to Cox. His follow's no good. And the rebound down to Bunker Hill and Jacob Widener. Morris into the front court with the pass to Pickerel. Back to Braden Morris. Into the hands now of Jacob Widener. Miniman swing it. In the corner it goes to Matthew Widener. Open for three. Left it short. And the rebound down to Bianco for Staunton. Griffin Bianco into the hands of Kinder, right back to Bianco. High post feed to Heeman. Matthew Widener was putting his shoe back on instead of playing defense. 6:08 for the third quarter. I guess you need both shoes on. It works a little better. But his heel is stuck out of his shoe, and he's trying to stick his heel back in without untying his sneaker. It's not working too well. Still hasn't got it. He's going to check out. And Andrew Scroggins going to check in. Free throw for Heeman is off the mark, no good. Dylan, 10 points to the game, but he's 0 for 3 at the foul line. That foul for Bunker Hill went on Morris, Braden second. Free throw for Heeman, no good. That thing hit all the iron and the soft spin out. Rebound out of bounds off of Staunton. It will be Bunker Hill ball. North Mac and Gillespie coming up next live here on FM 106. Then we'll take you to the Litchfield Invitational for Litchfield and Metro East. It's the 100th Macoupin County Tournament and the 51st Litchfield Invitational. Here's Pickerel. Jacob Widener, 18-footer off the baseline, left it short. Oh, what a rebound for Booth. Went up high that time, and we're going to get a jump ball as Jacob Widener stuck his nose in and tied him up. It'll be Bunker Hill ball on the possession arrow. And if you're Jay Gulch, you just want to see no quit in your squad here tonight, down 44-18. Keep battling, keep hustling. Widener blocked by Heeman. Heeman almost blocked that with his elbow. 5:44 for the third quarter. Little ball fake would have gone a long way there for Jacob Widener. Sideline trigger in the deep corner. Jacob gets it into Braden Morris out near midcourt. Off to Pickerel, right back to Morris. Right back to Pickerel right side. Little two-man game between Morris and Pickerel. Now on the left baseline to Jacob Widener. Skip pass to Pickerel in the right corner to Scroggins. Andrew, bounce feeds to Ralston, blocked and fouled. Two free throws for Devin Ralston. They will get Silas Cox on the personal. It'll be his first, team's first here in the half. Free throw is no good for Devin. Ralston now 1 of 2 at the foul line. He has 7 points. Second free throw is no good. Offensive rebound, though, to Braden Morris, and Bunker Hill can reset. In the right corner it goes to Andrew Scroggins. Into the hands of Pickerel now, left side of the key. That pass, entry pass by Scroggins, deflected by Booth, right back to Morris. He's out near midcourt, and Jay Goltz wants a timeout. He has just one left. 5:10 for the third quarter. Staunton 44, Bunker Hill 18. This is the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament on WSMI. Following the Bunker Hill timeout, Miniman have the basketball in the front court, trying to get inside that Staunton zone piece. Bounce pass, deflected away. It'll stay with the Miniman. 4:54 for the third quarter. All the scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on FM 106. And then more tournament hoops for you tomorrow as well. You can always find our broadcast schedule at WSMIRadio.com. Griffin Bianco will check out. Lucas Sievers returns for Staunton. Baseline trigger for Bunker Hill and Scroggins. Outlets it to the safety valve out near midcourt, Braden Morris. In the right corner it goes to Scroggins. Andrew Scroggins had trouble with the bounce and lost the handle. Turns it over. Number 15 on the night for Bunker Hill. That was an unforced one there. Scroggins was putting it between his legs, and then when he went to pass, the ball just slipped out of his hands, out of bounds. Sievers into the front court. Cross court pass to Cox. Silas on the left baseline. Dribble drive cut off. Leaves for Kinder, and Brady shuffled his feet on the catch. 10th Staunton turnover. And the Bulldogs right now here in the third quarter look like a team who had a 42-15 lead at the half. Not the same sharpness or laser focus we saw in those first two quarters. That's called common. That happens all the time, no matter the level, college or pro. You get a big lead and the natural human instinct is to relax a little bit. 4:15 for the third quarter. In the corner it goes to Braden Morris. He'll drive baseline, tried to kick it out, and stolen by Sievers. Morris was really trapped in the air right under the rim, had nowhere to go. Cox on the baseline, 18-footer, left it short. Rebound down to Pickerel for Bunker Hill. Halfway through the third quarter. Bunker Hill winning the quarter 3-2. Staunton winning the game, though, 44-18. 3:50 for the third. High post feed to Jacob Widener in traffic. He will turn, face, and knocks down a 15-footer. Jacob Widener, the first Miniman to reach double figures. He has 10. Here's Kinder. Gets to the right elbow. Gets to the rim, blocked and fouled. Free throws for Brady Kinder. Second team fouled the half on Bunker Hill. And they will get Devin Ralston on the personal. That is the second on Devin. Free throw for Kinder, short. Brady at 23 in the first half. 15 in the first quarter. Has not scored here in the second half. Now he gets a free throw. 24 for the game for Brady Kinder. 45-20. Staunton leads by 25. 3.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's Braden Morris off to Pickerel. Back to Morris, back to Pickerel. Earlier today at the Litchfield Invitational, Nokomis beat Wood River 64-43. Nokomis 1-0 in the Invitational. They will play Hillsboro tomorrow night. That'll be a broadcast feature here on FM 106. And it'll follow our live coverage here from the county. Girls' night tomorrow night. Southwestern takes on North Mac at 6. Gillespie and Bunker Hill at 7:30. If Bunker Hill wins tomorrow night, they'll play for the county championship on Saturday after their upset win over Staunton. They've already beaten Gillespie once this year. Miners in return to the favor in regular season play after Bunker Hill beat them at the Carletonville Holiday Tournament. Miniman tried to feed the post to Ralston. It was well covered down there and turned over. Here comes Kinder in the front court. What a pass to Booth off the window. It's good for Ethan Booth. Nobody for Bunker Hill had their hands up or head around. and an easy pitch and catch from Kinder to Booth. 47-20, 2:40, third quarter. Here's Braden Morris, kicks to Scroggins in the right corner. Andrew Scroggins gets it off to Morris. Braden back to Scroggins. Andrew for three, almost banked it in out of the corner, and the rebound down to Silas Cox. Head up the floor and pushing. Silas, no look past the Booth, off the window. It's good. Beautiful find from Cox to Booth, and Ethan has 10. 49-20 Dawgs, 2:15, third quarter. Here's Morris off to Trey Pickerell. Pickerell left side of the key, will leave for Morris. Braden bounce pass to Scroggins, feeds the post to Ralston. Devin makes the catch and a foul on Ethan Booth. This is a good learning experience for Devin Ralston. He's a 6'4 freshman. He's dealing tonight with the 6'7 junior Dylan Heeman and the 6'5 sophomore Ethan Booth. Ethan will check out. Andrew Novak will return. When you're a post player as a freshman, it's good to play against kids bigger than you. He hasn't had that very many times in his young basketball career. Here's Jacob Widener on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Trey Pickerell. In the corner it goes to Morris, back to Pickerell. Coy Sellers back on the floor for Bunker Hill. In the corner to Morris. Braden Morris, jump stop, bad pass, turned over. Lucas Severs picks it off, races to the other end, lays it off the window and in. Lucas's first bucket. That was an easy pilfer there, 51-20. 95 seconds for the third quarter. Sellers into the front court, almost double dribbled. Gets it off to Braden Morris. In the corner it goes to Pickerell. Left side of the key now to Morris. Braden Morris, 80 seconds for the third quarter. Dumps it in the corner to Pickerell, right back to Morris. Braden makes the catch, attacks, kicks out. Jacob Widener, 18-footer off the baseline, left it short. Follows his miss, gets it back. Counted in the foul for Jacob Widener. He has a dozen. And a chance for the old-fashioned three. 70 seconds for the third quarter. Let's see. They are going to get on the personal. It's the third team foul of the half. Andrew Novak, the guilty party. Silas Cox takes a breather. Devin Ray back on the floor for the Dawgs. Free throw is good for Jacob Widener. He has 13. That leads all Bunker Hill scorers. 51-23. We approach the final minute of the third quarter. North Mac and Gillespie coming up next. Then Litchfield and Metro East from the Litchfield Invitational. Novak on the left block, kicks it out to Severs, back to Kinder. 53 seconds for the third quarter. Ray trapped in the corner, able to get it off to Novak. Down low to Heeman, great position off the window. It's good. You're not stopping the big fellow when he catches it there. A dozen for Heeman. The lead is 30 for Staunton. 53-23, 38 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Jacob Widener off to Coy Sellers. Bounce pass across the head of the key to Morris, right back to Sellers. 25 seconds for the third quarter. Sellers way out in the left wing. Morris jump stop and threw it away. Boy, he had a wide open 7-footer, and he fired a seed across the lane for Bunker Hill's 19th turnover. Now Staunton can hold for the final shot. 15 seconds for quarter number three. All Bulldogs here tonight at the Macoupin County Tournament. Here's Severs off to Kinder. Turned it over. Good defense that time from Widener. 4 seconds for the quarter. Morris across midcourt with two. Pulls up. Good if it goes. No. And after three, it is the Staunton Bulldogs 53. The Bunker Hill Minutemen 23. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Gary will have the call of North Mac and Gillespie coming up next here on FM 106. All Dawgs here in game number two at the Macoupin County Tournament on day two as Carletonville beat Mount Olive earlier tonight 53-48 as Kinder let a three ball fly too strong. Offensive rebound to Devin Ray. Ray will trigger a three, left that short, and the rebound picked up off the floor by Jacob Widener. Here's Morris into the hands of Coy Sellers. A 30-point lead for Staunton. They beat Gillespie 53-34 in their first county game on Saturday. North Mac looming on Friday. What a big-time ball game that's going to be. Kinder gets the steal, the left-handed layup from the right side. He has 26. That will be a great ball game Friday night. We'll have it live on FM 106 between Staunton and North Mac. This gym will be hopping on Friday night. Pickerell will fire a three. Got it. Trey Pickerell's first bucket tonight. 55-26. Staunton in control. Always hard to deal with the host school on their home floor in that Friday night ball game. This year will be no different when Staunton and North Mac tangle coming up in a couple of days. High post to Heeman. Dumps it down to Novak. Off the window, it's good for Andrew Novak. Good find from Dylan Heeman. And Jay Goltz wants another timeout. That is his fifth and final timeout. 6:23 for the ball game. Staunton 57, Bunker Hill 26. You're listening to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Here we go. Following the timeout, Bunker Hill has the ball, trailing 57-26. In for Staunton, Tyler Grandidier, a 5'10 junior, has checked in. Frank Goss, a 6'1 freshman, is into the contest. J.J. Brandt, a 6'2 sophomore, has checked in as Pickerell fires a three, and he's got back-to-back triples here in the fourth quarter. Makes it 57-29. Devin Ray brings it into the front court. Brent Kinder also in for Staunton. He's left alone, left wing, way too strong on the triple, and the rebound down to Trey Pickerell. He will push into the front court. He will leave it for Morris off the baseline. Air ball from 8 feet and the rebound to Ray. Here comes Devin. Bounce pass in the corner to Grandidier. Tyler floats it off the baseline and in for Tyler Grandidier, his first bucket. And the lead back to 30, 59-29. 5.5 minutes for the ball game. North Mac and Gillespie coming up next here on FM 106. Jacob Widener, quick trigger three, missed it. And the rebound down to Ray for Staunton. Here comes Devin. Across midcourt, leaves for Kinder. On the block, it goes to J.J. Brandt. Back to Brent Kinder, 4-3. Missed it, almost banked it in from the corner. Offensive rebound to Goss, and he kicks it out. Here's Ray, 4-3. Left it short. Offensive rebound by Brett Kinder. His follow was rejected, but he gets it right back and pulls it out. Now on the baseline to Grandidier. Yes, Tyler Grandidier has his second bucket of the quarter, a 7-footer off the right baseline. Makes it 61-29 Staunton. 4:50 for the ball game. Here's Corey Sellers. Off to Morris. Braden Morris back to Sellers. Jacob Widener, 18-footer, left baseline, left it short. Rebound down to Devin Ray. Ray coming into the front court. Down to Goss, off the window, rattled out for Frank. And the rebound down to Bunker Hill. 61-29, Staunton leading. Bunker Hill has the basketball. Staunton jumped out to a 12-0 lead and has not looked back. Coy Sellers, 4-3, missed it all. The air ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Staunton. Clock is running here in North Mac with the 30-point spread. Staunton going to improve to 10-5 on the year, 2-0 in pool play, and that big showdown with North Mac on Friday night. Here's Goss at the foul line. His pass is tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Staunton. 3:50 for the contest. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream tonight at WSMIRadio.com. Get all of our high school broadcasts and a podcast on the website as well. Here's Grandidier. Off to Ray. In the corner to Kinder. Down low it goes to Brandt. J.J. Brandt, nice catch in traffic. Couldn't get the finish. And the rebound down to Bunker Hill. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Morris. Jump stop, gets into the lane, kicks out to Coy Sellers. Here's Jacob Widener on the left baseline. Off to Sellers. They swing it now into the right corner to Morris. He drives baseline, gets all the way to the rim, and draws the foul. Fourth team foul of the half on Staunton. And they're going to get Devin Ray on the personal. For Morris, looking for his first point, and he got it. Inside of 3 minutes for the game as the clock runs. Free throw is good for Morris as he gets the pair. 61-31, 2:40 for the ball game. Here comes Brent Kinder. Off to Ray. Devin Ray. High above his head, high post to Goss. On the baseline to Brandt. Back to Ray now. Devin Ray, top of the key to Brent Kinder. Back to Ray. Devin. feeds Brandt back to Kinder. On the left wing to Devin Ray. He will skip it to Grandidier. Tyler Grandidier on the right baseline. Bounce pass out to Goss. Into the hands of Ray now. 2-10 for the contest. In the left corner. Kinder wants the three. Too strong. Rebound is tapped around. It will be off of Bunker Hill and stay with Staunton. 2 minutes for the ball game. Earlier tonight, Carletonville beat Mount Olive 53-48. The Cats jumped out to an early 11-3 lead in the opening quarter, but Carletonville just kind of chipped away at them and got the win 53-48. So the Cavies 1-0 in pool play. Mount Olive is 0-2. Staunton about to be 2-0 in pool play as the Minutemen will drop to 0-2 with the loss here tonight as the Dogs turn it over, their 12th of the night. 90 seconds for the ball game. Here's Morris. Big old jump stop there. Lost the handle. Now the ball is picked up in the corner by Grandidier, but he's out of bounds. It'll stay with Bunker Hill. 80 seconds for the game. Substitution, Cole Kiffmeyer checking in for Bunker Hill. Morris will take a seat. Kiffmeyer gets it into Sellers. Kiffmeyer, top of the key to Scroggins. Andrew Scroggins on the right wing to Pickerel. Down low to Kiffmeyer, blocked in there by Goss. Kiffmeyer kept after it, and I think he was fouled on the play. Yep, Frank Goss came over the top there, picks up the foul. Baseline trigger for Bunker Hill. Clock running, 45 seconds for the ball game. Kiffmeyer will throw it in. Cole, looking, lobs it into Coy Sellers. Back to Pickerel for three, air ball, rebound, tipped around. Kiffmeyer picks it up off the floor as he went diving after the loose ball. And that's knocked out of bounds by Staunton. It'll stay with Bunker Hill. 25 seconds for the game. Big night for Brady Kinder. 26-23 in the first half. Pickerel for three. Got it. Trey Pickerel's third triple of the quarter. He has 9 points. 10 seconds for the game. It's going to be a wire-to-wire victory for the Staunton Bulldogs here tonight over the Bunker Hill Minutemen. 61-34 is the final. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your totals from the 100th Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Game number two of the day in the books as Staunton beats Bunker Hill 61-34. It was 24-8 after one, 42-15 at the half, 53-23 after three, as the Bulldogs improved to 2-0 in pool play tonight with a 61-34 victory. Brady Kinder led the way. He finishes with 26, had 15 in the first quarter, 23 at the half to lead all scorers tonight with 26. Dylan Heeman had a dozen, 10 for Ethan Booth, 5 for Silas Cox, 4 for Tyler Grandidier, 2 for Lucas Sievers. I had Staunton 3 of 8 from the foul line with 12 turnovers tonight. They are 10-5 on the year and 2-0 in pool play. With the loss, Bunker Hill falls to 1-15. They are 0-2 in pool play. They were led tonight by Jacob Widener. He finished with 13, 9 for Trey Pickerel, 7 for Devin Ralston, 3 for Matthew Widener, and 2 points tonight for Braden Morris. I had Bunker Hill down for 19 turnovers in the ballgame, 14 coming in the first half. So your final, Staunton 61, Bunker Hill 34. We'll take a break. We'll come back to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI.